We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
TikTok is known for short videos. Why introduce a voter guide?
Well, TikTok has become increasingly political, and a lot of its users are becoming awakened to politics by the very battle between its app and the current administration. I think the company is also trying to anticipate the political videos and commentary that have gone viral on other platforms that other platforms have been criticized for, the misinformation, the manipulation that Twitter and Facebook have tried to label and create voter guides around. They are trying to, even though TikTok is not known for its political content, they're trying to anticipate that people will try to use it in the election and want to have some place where people can go to have a verified source of what's happening.
So what's in the guide?
So the guide is going to help people understand where and how to vote, especially if either they're voting for the first time, they're going to help people with disabilities figure out how to vote remotely. They're going to try to have resources from all sorts of nonprofits. What's interesting is they will also have a few tools to help people understand media literacy and understand when they are being told things that they should check out and not totally believe at first glance. And so that is also provided by external groups, which is very interesting considering TikTok is majority owned, of course, by ByteDance, which is a Chinese company, and China is a place where we've seen a lot of political propaganda.
The head of the FBI said that if you want election information, don't turn to social media. What's behind that warning?
Well, I think that that's actually probably smart. But what they're referring to is the kind of stuff that goes viral, the kind of stuff that makes you angry or upset or surprised. A lot of times when you see something on the internet that riles you up, maybe it's not presented with full context. And so that's why the social media companies are trying to provide these election guides that offer things from nonpartisan external sources, like on how to vote and what kind of voting is safe. And of course, this is complicated by the fact that the president has been stoking fear about mail-in voting and whether that will work, and or whether it will lead to fraud. And the companies have had to deal with misleading content coming from the commander-in-chief.
Over the weekend, a judge blocked an order that TikTok be removed from the App Store. So where do things stand with the app and with its possible sale to Oracle?
Well, it's still extremely contentious. So when this deal was first announced, Trump blessed it. He said, this is a win for our administration. We are going to see TikTok wholly owned by the U.S. version, wholly owned by Americans. And then ByteDance came out and said, well, we will still own 80% of it. So it seems like the public statements on the deal are contradictory. Oracle is backing the Trump administration. Walmart's also involved. And as these things are being worked out behind the scenes, a deadline is fast approaching for the app ban. And that's what the judge ruled on this weekend, saying that they couldn't ban TikTok yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.